tapes over fake debates.
And we are live. It is Saturday, so you know what time it is.
SB and Sean NFL picks of the week.
SB and Sean NFL picks of the week, week 7. We are tied 3-3. Sean put the beat down on me last week. We ain't going to talk about what happened, but just know I lost. Now we back tied again. It's going to be a long season. I see, Sean. This might go down to the wire like last time. So it's going back and forth. So
the crazy part, SB, is that you've won all the odd weeks. I won all the even weeks. So now we're in week 7. So presumably, if things hold true,
you'll win it.
But I got to break this up. You know, lucky number 7, I got to break this up. So
we're going to keep it going, but then we going to go on a streak. So I need to break away because then, you know, that's all it is. So how many key games you got us for this week?
We have 4 key matchups this week, SB. 15 games, 2 teams on bye this week, Baltimore and Buffalo off this week. So we got 15 games to talk about this week. Yeah.
All right, cool. What's up? What's first on the list with NFL picks of the week?
First game of the week, New Orleans Saints at the Chicago Bears. The Bears obviously coming off a crazy game on Monday Night Football. Probably got some great expectations. But the Bears are 4.5-point favorites in this one.
A lot of Bears fans was happy here in the city because the Bears finally won a close game that went down to the wire of a kick field goal, and they actually won because they thought it was like it's the same old stuff that happened with the Bears. The Bears actually been on a hot streak right now. Sean, remember I was telling you, like, this is where they need to get those couple games because they might run off a couple after that, especially with unless Lamar come back. But then you got the Saints, Ravens, but old man Joe there now. But I was predicting the Bengals with that same quarterback. But old man Joe, then the Giants. So I'm like, the Bears could messily run out 5 or 6. So they on a 3-game win streak right now as we speak.
Yes. Yeah.
But this is a trap game. It's in Chicago, which is a good thing for the Bears. I think if it was in New Orleans, that would be a little bit shaky, definitely, because New Orleans play better. But remember, I was saying, like, New Orleans – was trying to lose a lot of games this season. But it was games on their list where, when I looked at this season, where they would try to win. This is one of those games I think the Saints will probably try to win. And the Chicago Bears need to come in focused and to play the right way. This is a trap game. Don't take the Saints lightly, even though their record is 1-5. I think this is one of the games at the beginning the Saints would try to win. But I'm going to take the Chicago Bears. I think they're rolling right now. Offense has looked good. Defense has improved a lot. And I think Ben Johnson and the offense is getting it together. I know everybody was worried about, hey, it wasn't working. They didn't figure out. And Caleb has looked much better as weeks go on. And he's understanding, getting more comfortable with the offense and the system that's going on with the Chicago Bears. And I do like what I'm seeing. So I'm going to take the Bears by a touchdown.
You're taking the Bears by a touchdown. Yeah, this is the Dennis Allen reunion game. Obviously, Dennis Allen now, he was the coordinator of the Bears, no longer the Saints head coach, thank the Lord. This is going to be an interesting, you know, matchup again. You always, when you're played on the road on Monday night, it's a little bit of a shorter week for you because you get back, you know, home a little bit, you know, early Tuesday morning or whatever. That said, Saints are relatively healthy coming to this game. Bears do have some question marks, you know, in terms of some guys that, you know, their ability to play. DeAndre Swift is dealing with a groin injury. He's coming off a really big game on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Grady Jarrett is dealing with a knee injury. Austin Booker's dealing with a knee injury. So, you know, some questions around the Bears' health. I do think, though, just in all sincerity, you brought up a great point about you're starting to see Caleb Williams get more comfortable in the offense. I still think it's a process. You can still see there are some moments where he's, you know, questioning. You know, what he should be doing. But that's all a part of the process with this Ben Johnson offense. It was not going to happen overnight. I would say, and I'm just, you know, projecting here, by the third year in this offense, Caleb Williams is going to be in that MVP conversation in terms of his numbers, because it's going to be, you know, like the back of his hand. That said, just about this game, I'm taking the Bears as well at home. I understand. I'm taking the Bears at home again. I just think the Bears, the Saints defensively, the Saints are just not very good. And I don't know if the offense can keep up enough. I think the offense will have some advantages understanding what Dennis Allen wants to do defensively, but I don't think it'll be enough. I'm taking the Bears at home by 4.
Yeah, right now Caleb is, 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, over like 1,000 yards, 1,179 yards, 98 QBR rate. Not bad so far. He's getting it together, especially learning the offense. Not bad learning a new offense.
Yeah, exactly. Learning a new offense. And again, you know, it's going to take time, but he'll get there.
Yeah. What's next on the list?
Next game. Miami Dolphins at the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns, 2.5-point favorites in this one.
You know how bad you got to be a favorite over the Browns? And it seemed like more of the story about the Browns is about Shador than the actual football team, because the football team has looked atrocious. It's Cleveland at home. The question is, can Cleveland defense shut down this game? That's literally the only answer. I don't trust the Browns offense besides their running game. And I don't trust nothing about the Miami Dolphins. Their defense look bad. Their offense is inconsistent. Coaching plays been inconsistent. It seemed like every since everybody got used to the hippie coach, I like to call him the hippie coach, because I swear he'd be hitting that pin and be looking like he always on the moon every time he on the sideline with Miami. Ever since everybody got used to his play calling, or at least got him on tape, it seems like the Dolphins offense has not looked the same. People want to use the excuse that they have that motion rule now as to why the offense, I'd say, I think that's utterly a lie. I just think people got the offense on tape. Their defense looks atrocious. If this comes a high power, high scoring game, the Miami should win easily, because I just don't trust the Browns to keep up scoring. But I think this game is going to be gritty. It's going to be hard-nosed football, defensively game. So I'm going to take the Browns because I trust their defense to win this game. But the Browns defense got to win this game. There's no other way around.
Yeah, I think the Browns defense will win this game. I do think there'll be some opportunities there for the Browns offense, though. I would expect Quishon Judkins to have a really good game, bounce back game. I know he struggled last week in Pittsburgh, but it was because I think Pittsburgh, you know, really went out of their way to kind of make the Browns one dimensional offensively. The Dolphins are a mess, you know.
Yes,
we didn't have a pod last week, but Tua calling out, you know, teammates for not showing up to players only meetings, Mike McDaniel coming out talking about that was a little misguided, or, you know, whatever. And then Tua, you know, having to apologize is too little, Tua, too little, too late. And at the end of the day, I think the Dolphins are just headed down the path of they're about to break that team up all
time. Top the bottom angle. Shaw, you know what else I want to say real quick? I want to rest your position. But you know how, like, the quarterback is the main guy, like the franchise. So you know, you got the coach and the quarterback get to talk. I think for his betterment of the rest of his career or rest of the season, I think he need to take the mic for Tua. Because it seems like every other week he says something utterly that caused a bonfire every time. It's always something for him. They talk about more him in a press conference than him on the field. I think he need to take a mic from Tua. I want to say if it's three letters, I don't know what he got going on, but it's every week he always says something that he'll need to be saying, or something that caused drama with his team. Showing bad leadership is what I'm getting from a lot of this. But I digress, but I'm just saying for the rest of the season, Tua just need that I talk on the mic. Put A-Chain on the mic, something, somebody else.
Yeah, I agree with you. No, I agree with you. No, I mean, it's a battle. I think the Browns are going in a good direction, and I say that is relatively because it's the Browns. Right. We usually look at the two teams, both of those teams, one of those teams you can say, okay, at least they're heading in the right direction. Still got to figure out who the long-term quarterback is in Cleveland. That remains to be seen if that person's on the roster or not. But that said, it's just I can't pick the Dolphins in any way in this game. I think there's just too many things going on, too much around that team.
Everything is bad.
This is an easy game for me to pick. I'm taking the Browns at home by 4.
Cool. What's next?
Next game, another reunion game. New England Patriots at the Tennessee Titans. The Patriots are 6.5-point favorites in this one.
This is the Mike Vrabel revenge game, obviously.
It's in Tennessee.
Yeah, he definitely could have put the beat down on them. I think because then the Titans just fired somebody, right? Their coach,
They just fired their head coach last week.
Yeah, to fire your head coach and you got your ex-head coach coming into the building. Ooh-wee. That's like, man, it's like you run into your ex-wife after you leave with somebody that you end up in another bad situation that you end up broke down. So now your ex finna pull up on you while you broke down. Ooh-wee. New head coach. I just trust the Patriots more in this situation. I think right now the Patriots are just more stable. This might. I would be shocked if the Patriots get up enough and he run up the score. This probably will be the first high score Patriots game. It really seems they might put up. They might try to put up 45 to 50 points. but I'm gonna take the Patriots in this situation. I just trust them. They're more stable at the moment.
Yeah, I'm with you, SB. You know, again, Tennessee, you know, I think Cam Ward's got a bright future. I hope for the sake of the Titans fans and that it's in Tennessee and Nashville. But there are, again, some major issues on with that team, particularly, again, it just seemed like they were just unprepared last week out of the play. And that's a terrible sign for a team. I think they're hoping, you know, Mike McCoy, who's taking over as interim coach, you know Mike McCoy very well, taking over as interim coach, that, you know, that he'll, you know, light a fire potentially, but not this week. Patriots are rolling right now.
Mm-hmm.
That offense, again, Josh McDaniels has Drake May, and that offense clicking right now. Defensively, they're pretty stout. They did give up some points last week in New Orleans, but they are pretty stout. This is an easy one for me as well. I'm taking the Patriots in Nashville by 11. Cool. Next game, Las Vegas Raiders at the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City, 11.5-point favorites in this one.
I always say, F the Raiders. And we say F the Raiders, I'm taking the Kansas City Chiefs. They have been actually rolling on. Fortunately for my mental, they have been rolling. They have got back looking like Chiefs football, which I knew that was going to happen at some point in time. The Raiders are, besides really Ashton Chinty, to me, and maybe this is just me being like biased because I don't like the Raiders, but they have not looked good to me at all, Sean. Like, nothing really stuck out to me with the Raiders so far. Geno has not looked good. The defense ain't been bad, but I'm just not impressed with the defense so far. I like Ashton Chinty. He's a nice running back. I'm glad he stopped listening to Chip Kelly. I mean, really, I want him to keep listening to Chip Kelly, you know what I'm saying, so he can not run the ball as well. You know, I hope Geno listens whatever Chip Kelly tell him to so they can keep losing games. You know, I just want everything about this team to just lose. But
but
really speaking, in Kansas City, I got Kansas City. They rolling. I think Rice is back. Their offense look a little bit. You know, Travis Kelce, he's trying to play good because his wife just dropped the album. He think he ain't slick. He hadn't been playing all season. Taylor Swift album dropped. Now all of a sudden he can catch a ball again. It's just more of like, for me, really, honestly, it's just that, like, the Raiders just don't look good. for me. That, and I think the Kansas City Chiefs and Kansas City is just going to dominate this game. I can't see the Raiders keeping up offensively. I know with Max Crosby, they're going to try to get to the quarterback, get to Mahomes, which is a possibility. But do I 100% trust that if the defense of the Raiders get a stop, do I trust the Raiders to consistently come down the field and put the ball in the end zone if the defense put them in position? I'm going to have to say no. So I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs. Unfortunately, I mean, I would want to pick the Raiders because then the Raiders would be, what, 3-4, then the Chiefs would be 3-4, then the division would be look well. But my right football mind tell me that the Kansas City Chiefs will win, unfortunately.
Yeah, you know, traditionally the Chiefs and Raiders, when they play in Kansas City, the Raiders always play them tough in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure that happens this year.
Mm-mm.
No Brock Bowers for the Raiders. Well, no, I'm not gonna say no Brock Bowers. He said he's doubtful, which I think more than likely means he doesn't play. Concern for me with the Chiefs is Josh Simmons, their rookie left tackle, who's played really well to start the season. He's out, and they haven't really said, you know, exactly what the issue is. So, you know, again, if there's an opportunity for the Raiders to try to take advantage of the Chiefs, we know their tackles have, you know, historically not been good. They play particularly on the left side better this year. But, you know, so we'll see if something happens there. You did mention Rashee Rice coming back. I think Rashee Rice is going to, again, bring another dynamic to that Chiefs offense that they haven't had all season. This is a scary time for the rest of the AFC because if the Chiefs get rolling, we know what the Chiefs do when they get in the postseason. So I think it continues this week. I'm with you. I'm taking the Chiefs at home, but I'm going to take the Chiefs at home by eight.
Okay, Chiefs by eight. None pick different yet, Sean. Let's see. Where are we going to go?
We're getting there. We're getting there. Next game, Philadelphia Eagles at the Minnesota Vikings. Philadelphia Eagles, 2.5-point favorites in this one.
Oh, now, got to the team for the pre-show. My thing is this. Is the Eagles, with all this controversy going on, about Jalen Hurts throwing the ball, and this offensive coordinator has not looked it good. Is they going to go out here and try to force a win with Jalen Hurts throwing the ball and his offensive coordinator trying to make himself look spectacular? If they do, it will be a recipe for a disaster. I know A.J. Brown was mad. I know for some fans was mad with the offensive coordinator and how the offense didn't look good. I know fans was calling out Jalen Hurts and saying that he ain't top five because he ain't throwing the ball. Right now, the Eagles need to get back on track of what made them great. You got to run that football. Run the football, then that will open up your offense because this Minnesota defense is not one of those teams where you can play those type of games against at all. And they will make you pay for it. Minnesota wise, I know they got like Mr. Wentz at quarterback right now, and I'm looking at their last couple games. They just beat the Browns, they lost to the Steelers. This one is a tough call because I Minnesota at home. This is not no gimme game for the Eagles. That's all I'm gonna say. But the Eagles defense got to make it real hard for Mr. Wentz and get after him. And don't give him a chance to operate or get the ball up in the air. I'm gonna take the Eagles. I'm gonna go Eagles. I want to pick the Vikings. This is a game I can see Minnesota winning, but I'm gonna take the Eagles.
Yeah, the big thing for me is obviously the Eagles are coming off of a little mini bye they played last Thursday night in New Jersey. Jalen Carter's questionable with a heel injury. Again, if he plays, obviously I think. We understand what Jalen Carter is. We're not going to even get into that. No Grant Calcaterra for the Eagles, their backup tight end, which means I think Dallas Goedert will factor more into the game plan for the Eagles. And we know Brian Flores is going to be try to be really exotic to slow down, you know, what they were expecting from the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
People are talking about the Eagles' ability to run the football or inability to run the football, and Saquon hasn't looked the same. To me, the big issue is their offensive line has not dominated as it did last season, and that's for a couple of reasons. One, they haven't been totally healthy. Landon Dickerson been hurt. Lane Johnson has been in and out. You know, They just haven't played at the same level that they did last year. And again, the loss of Mekhi Becton is not talked about enough, but they have to figure out a way to get the running game going.
I said, shout out the Eagles for that too.
Yeah, well, I mean, Well, I mean, again, it was just they had to make cap decisions, right? It's just the nature of when you win, you got to make cap decisions, you know. So, but that said, I do think the Eagles just coming off of a long little bit of a mini bye, they've had some time to figure some things out. Minnesota did not look great last week against Cleveland in London. I do think, you know, again, Carson Wentz, you know, he's played really solid football. Okay. I want to say I think he's played better than J.J. McCarthy played those first two games. But this game comes down to me that the Eagles will just find some balance in their offense, enough balance, again, against a very exotic, you know, defense from Brian Flores. The Eagles, I do think, win this game. I'm with you, SB. I'm taking the Eagles in Minnesota by six.
Eagles.
Okay. Next game, Carolina Panthers at the New York Jets. Carolina 1.5-point favorites in this one.
Carolina Panthers versus the New York Jets. Now, this is the game where Aaron Glenn could possibly get his first win. But I'm not going to lie, Sean. I started back supporting the Bears because they drafted this man. Because they did something I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. Draft a black quarterback. I never thought I'd see the Bears do that. So that Jalen Hurts is the reason why I'm back supporting the Bears like I did. Justin Fields. Justin Fields has been looking awful, Sean. It has not looked as good. His legs, spectacular. It's just where he does this. It's 50-50 with him, man. Your heart drop every time you see him throw. I don't know what's going on. It could be the offense, could be the line. You could add different things to the problem of that. But also, when you brought a guy like Eric Glenn and you expect the defense to be more shut down. Now, also, that's another thing you can use for a fact, like, hey, if you're not getting that on the offense and the defense consistently on the field, that could play a part in that too. I do think, though, Sean, I'm just saying this now. I don't think they need to put Glenn on a hot seat or be worried. Like, I think you should take how the Detroit Lions took the approach. They was losing their first couple of years and let it grow. Sometimes people got to stop and let the situation grow, and they'll be great. But back to the point of this week, I got the Carolina Panthers. I just don't trust the Jets offensively. I don't think they have looked good at all. This is the game if they don't. But this, let me say this: this is the game the Jets can win. And I'm looking back at their schedule. Yeah, this might be the one. Maybe they got the Saints coming up. Maybe you can get that one. But it's looking ugly for the Jets right now. Sean, so I'm going to take the Carolina Panthers because I just don't like anything I'm seeing from the J-E-T-S, Jets.
You know, if this game were in Carolina, it would be a very easy pick for me. I'd take the Panthers very easy because the Panthers have been – they're undefeated at home. They're one of the, I think, three undefeated teams in the NFL at home this season. But it's in New Jersey. The Jets offense last week against Denver, again, that Denver defense is really good. It did not look good. It was still a very winnable game in spite of that. I have to think offensively they'll play a little bit better than they did last week.
Hopefully.
Again, in London.
Hopefully. You'll take the Jets?
I'm taking Carolina.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm like, you're taking the Jets?
Carolina's getting Chuba Hubbard back. They're getting their big boy back with, you know, and I think you're going to see them try to mix in him and Rico Dowdle, you know, pretty frequently. Bryce Young has found a good symbiosis with Tet McMillan. I expect that to continue as well. So this one, I think Carolina gets their first road win of the season. I'm taking the Panthers in New Jersey by four.
Panthers. All right.
Next game, New York Giants at the Denver Broncos. Broncos 7.5-point favorites in this one.
Denver Broncos and Giants. Now, the Giants, since they beat us, has been one of the hottest team in the league. Sure, I meant to send you this meme. I know you say the longest yard, right?
Yes, of course.
So you probably already know what I was going to say. When Stone Cold Steve Austin ran the football, and yeah. They talking about, they said Jackson Dart and Cam Scatterboo is the guards, the quarterback, and him, Scatterboo is Stone Cold. Yeah. Talking about, this is how a white man run a football. So, yeah, they're hot right now. I'm not going to lie. And this is a game where it's like, should I think with my football, man? Or should I think with my hating football, man, that I want a division right for the Blues? Has the Giants looked great? Yes, they did. Have they looked better than what everybody expect? Yes, they did. And I think, with Jackson Dart, yes, they did. But when you look at what happened these last 3 weeks of Jackson Dart, he beat my Chargers. Nobody had nothing expected from them. We got shocked. They go to the Saints, expectation to win. Everybody had the album, it was high. They technically choked. Played against the Eagles. We called them fool's gold. Shocked the Eagles. I don't think in Denver that happens with the Denver Broncos. Now, if this is in New York, I'll probably give them a chance. But going into Denver and that altitude with that defense, I think this is probably going to be a humbling experience for this Giants team and Jackson Dart, because that Denver defense is going to definitely shut it down. Don't get me wrong, you might get some spectacular plays, but if they get that run game going with Dart or Cam Scatterboo, he could make a difference. But I'm going to take it Denver because Denver is at home. Even though I want Denver to lose, but I can't see it happen.
Yeah, this is a very interesting game for me, and I'm not going to say it's a trap game. You did mention the Giants have been playing better since Dart and Scatterboo have really kind of given some juice to that offense. Mm-hmm. What concerns me, though, is the Giants, Abdul Carter, is questionable with a hamstring injury.
They need him.
I think they need him. They need all hands on deck for that Giants defense to give themselves a chance. Not sure. It's a later start game, so maybe he could, be cleared to play tomorrow. Maybe he'll try to warm up tomorrow and see how he feels, of course. But that Denver offense is not good. It's not good. They are being carried by that defense, and I know people were all on the Bo Nix train, and they are winning because of that defense. To be frank, that's Vance Joseph, I think, is putting himself in the head coach conversation for next season, depending on, what jobs come open.
I don't know if he want to go to Tennessee, though.
I mean, that remains to be seen, but either way, can the Giants score enough against this Denver defense? That's the million-dollar question for me.
It's possible, but
You got to think the Denver defense is going to try to sell out to, one, keep Jackson Dart in the pocket, because again, Jackson Dart, when he can make plays with his legs, that's when they become much more dangerous. And two, obviously, we talked about Cam Scatterboo. Can they somehow find a way to neutralize Cam Scatterboo? He's going to run like it's his last carry. Every carry is his last carry, the way he runs the football to him. I think it's going to be a close game. I actually think it's going to be a close game. But I don't know if the Giants can score enough against that Denver defense. So I'm with you. I'm going to take Denver at home. But I'm going to take Denver at home by two. I don't think that they're going to dominate this game like the spread says. I think it's a two very close game. So I'm going to take Denver by two.
Okay. What's next?
Next game. Washington Commanders at the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys are 1.5-point favorites in this one.
The Cowboys are 1.5-point favorites. And I was like laughing about it because, it's Jerry Jones. He always talk a lot and he always shakes controversy. But earlier in this season, because this is when Micah got traded, he said pretty much, you know, they go live and die through Dak Prescott.
Yes.
I thought he was just talking outside of his neck. No, Jerry meant that. He said, I paid him. So he should give me my money's worth. So he better win every game. And that's literally how the Cowboys have been playing, John, all this season. Dak through Dak. They're going to live and die through Dak Prescott. I don't know when they thought Dak Prescott was Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
And I don't think they realized that Patrick Mahomes has Chris Jones on the other side of the football field with him. So that kind of makes get somewhat defensive help. You know, I don't think, you know, that Jerry cared too much about that side of the ball unless he panned on somebody. And then the Commanders, too, they just got Jaden Daniels back. Lost a close game to Chicago. That was a very winnable game. So I think they were going to come back with some vengeance this next week. I'm going to take the Commanders because if it goes into a shootout situation, yeah, Dallas could possibly win. They got that home field advantage. But I think with Jaden McDaniels being back, their defense way better than the Dallas defense. So it's like, is Dak going to get that many opportunities to actually put buckets in every time, or is he going to be able to do it every time they need the bucket? I don't 100% can guarantee that. So I'm going to take the Commanders, come out on the road after a tough loss to my Chargers to bounce back. So I'm taking the Commanders.
Well, remember, the Commanders played Monday night and lost to the Bears at home. So, yeah, that the Chargers game was 2 weeks ago.
Bears. I'm sorry, not Chargers, Bears. And we lost them, actually. I don't know why I said
that's
we.
Right, yeah. It was, yeah.
We lost. They just came off a bad loss to the Bears. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's a divisional game. Obviously, there's always going to be some level of intrigue with divisional game. If Dallas's defense were just a modicum better, we probably would have had this as a key matchup. They are not. You mentioned, Jaden Daniels last week. You know, again, bit of a struggle. You know, I don't want to use the weather as an excuse because the Bears played in the same weather, so not going to use the weather as an excuse. They did struggle a little bit, you know, offensively. But again, they were able to put up some points, you know, despite that. The big thing for them is the turnovers. They just can't have the turnovers. No Terry McLaurin this week for the Commanders as well. Yeah, no Trayvon Diggs for the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. It appears that CeeDee Lamb will be back for the Cowboys this week. How are they going to distribute, you know, the targets between he and George Pickens, who we know has played well since he's been out? That's going to be determined as well. Mm-hmm. Dan Quinn, again, coming back to Dallas. The Dallas defense has not been the same since Dan Quinn left a year and a half ago. We know this. So while I'm not overly a big fan of Washington's defense, I think they will do just enough tomorrow to get the win. So I'm taking the Commanders as well. I'm taking the Commanders in Dallas by 3.
Okay. Ooh, we got to pick something different at some point, Sean. You say it's coming.
No, it's coming. We still got a few games left, so it's coming. Okay. It's definitely coming. Next game, Green Bay Packers at the Arizona Cardinals. The Packers are 7.5-point favorites in this one.
Packers. Ooh, okay. Oh. Ooh, in Arizona. This is I got the Packers, but I'm looking at this game in Arizona as a game if the Packers don't come to play, they could possibly lose. Because as I'm really looking at Arizona, their record says 2-4, but every game they played is they've been in each game and could have won every game. They honestly, one right or two play possibly could be 5-1 or even 6-0, not even joking. Because every game the Cardinals have has been a close game.
Right.
You know, the Packers kind of got a little humbled a little bit last time with the Cowboys and then, you know, the Lions during the season. They played the Bengals, which was kind of like a gimme game. I'm gonna take the Pack. Like I said, I'm gonna still go with the Pack. I think the Pack go beat Arizona, get the job done. But I will say this is a game I'll be on upset alert watch, especially being in Arizona at home.
Yeah, Arizona's both teams are, you know, a little bit of the walking wounded this week. No Devontae Wyatt for the Packers. No, obviously no Christian Watson. No Lucas Van Ness for the Packers as well. For the Cardinals, Walter Nolan, their defensive lineman, is out. Amari DiMercado is out. The running back is out as well. So expect, you know, Michael Carter to get, you know, some more of the work. Kyler Murray's questionable with a foot injury. I thought Jacoby Brissett. Well, Jacoby Brissett, he's bad. He can hold the fort down, right? He actually played pretty well last week in Indianapolis. In a game they had a chance to win against the Colts. I'm with you. I think this is going to be a close game. The Packers, obviously, their offense starts with Josh Jacobs, but I'm looking for just a little more consistency from Jordan Love. I know he tends to start the season out a little slow, and then he kind of takes off the last half of the season. I think they need him to pick his game up just a little bit. I'm with you. I'm going to take the Packers. I think it's a very close game. I'm actually taking the Packers by one, but I'm not. I do think this is a game that could swing either way, but I'm going to take the Packers by one.
It's like you leaning towards the Cardinals. I was like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, not quite. Not quite.
Okay.
Not quite. Last game before the key matchups, second half of the Monday night doubleheader, Houston Texans at the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks are 3.5-point favorites in this one.
The Seahawks is a 0.5-point favorite.
3.5. Yeah, 3.5.
Monday, and it's in Seattle. The Texans have to get back on the right foot.
They coming off a bye. They did win two in a row before they went into the bye.
One of them was with the Titans, and then one of them. That's the only thing about those two wins. They're shaky wins because they, like, you beat the Titans, you're supposed to beat them, and then you beat on the Ravens without Lamar Jackson. It's like any of those wins feel like legit to me. I don't know, not really.
They don't pick when they play the opponent. They just
gotta go play. That's true, and then it's just like it has the offensive line protection. Concerns went away from me? No. So I'm like, Seattle is 4-2, but this is like, I don't want to pick. You know, I rock with the Texans. I want to pick the Texans so bad. I'm going to take Seattle because Seattle at home. I just think with them being at home, I know the Texans came off a bye, but I still have those concerns. And the Texans hasn't really won a legitimate game to me yet. I'm glad they looked a little bit better, but they didn't win a legitimate game. They haven't won against a legitimate defense yet. I know you're going to say Baltimore, but their defense has been looking suspect, and they've been injured. So,
yeah, even though they did play better last week against the Rams. But, you know, but I'll say this. You know, the Texans defense, when you just look at, they're not giving up a lot of points. They've only given up 20 points once in a game this season. And that was actually exactly 20 points. They are legit. Coming off two wins before the bye, having 2 weeks to get ready for an opponent, I never want to underestimate a team that's doing that, even going on the road. Seattle lost 2 weeks ago a very tough game against the Buccaneers at home, came out on the East Coast and pretty, you know, manhandled Jacksonville last week. They're playing really, really good football. This game, again, because it's late, later Monday night, you took the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the Texans in this one.
Okay. I got the first one on the board.
I think this is right for Houston to win this game. So I'm going to take the Texans in Seattle by two. I just think their defense will figure out a way to slow down that Seahawks offense. And I'm looking forward to the matchup with Jackson Smith and Jigba, and
which he has been balling this year too. By the way,
yeah, he's been he's I think he's playing like the best receiver in the league so far to start the year. But the matchup with him and Stingley is going to be very interesting to me.
Yeah. All right, Sean. We got one game out of the regular game. So the key games, I think that's what we might get different. But you know it's the time. It is. Touchdown! For SB and Sean, key games of the week. How many we got and what's first on the list?
We have four key matchups, four key games this week. First matchup, Los Angeles Rams at the Jacksonville Jaguars in London. Rams are 3.5-point favorites in this one.
Okay. London game. Question, because now with these London games, you have my man over considering travel. Do you know anything about the travel, who left early or who been there already? Have you heard any news about that or no?
No, I mean, they both, you know, played last week. I think the Rams.
Sunday.
Yeah. So.
Jaguars play Sunday. They play at the same time. So they might be an even playing. Ooh. And Puka is out, right? Puka Nacua is out.
Yeah, Puka Nacua is out. No Puka.
Jaguars been hot right now. They stumbled their way to a win.
Yeah, no Ford. Devin Lloyd for the Jaguars. He's out with a calf injury.
And then the Jaguars coming off a bad loss against the Seahawks.
Yeah.
And Rams are coming off a
win against the Ravens. Even though, again, remember, I think we said last week, I told you last week that game was going to be tight until – the second half, and the Rams obviously put up a couple of touchdowns in the second half, but yeah,
I'm gonna roll with the hot team, especially I'm gonna roll with the Jaguars. They look better than everybody expected, and I think they want to win this game more in London because call me a conspiracy theorist. Now, this is a 50-50 game, so it's like I can analyze and be like, yeah, this is all this and that. Run game, this defense, that. But I do think this is a 50-50 game. It does come to play. But I'm going to take the conspiracy theorist route on this one, Sean. I know why I'm making my pick. I'm taking the Jaguars because of where they at. They are at home. If you don't understand what I say, they're at home because the owner wants to go to London. So if anything, if anything on the list was circled this year, was saying if any game you better win, I'm guaranteed this game was circled on the list to win. So I think the Jaguars will want to win here. They want to build that fan base here. This is a conspiracy theory. I'm taking my football man out the loop for this one. I'm taking the Jaguars because of that.
No. I mean, it's fine. You mentioned Jaguars coming off a pretty tough game last week against Seattle. Seattle pretty much dominated that game. Mm-hmm. Jaguars are used to playing in London. The Rams have played in London, you know, quite a bit as well, you know, so not going to discount that piece at all. I'm going to take the Rams in this one.
Okay.
The Jaguars offense, the passing game still concerns me. They just still haven't really gotten into a rhythm in the passing game so far this season. I know people are going to look at the record and say, but a lot of their record has to do with their defense has led the league in takeaways.
Yeah, one of the
components to that, you know, Devin Lloyd, he's not playing. So, you know, that would concern me a little bit. But the passing game of the Jaguars, again, Travis Etienne has been kind of the engine for their offense. And then the passing game has had a couple moments here and there, but it hasn't been, again, a rhythm offense for me just yet. I'm taking the Rams. I think the Rams will find a way to win. So I'm going to take the Rams in London over the Jaguars by four.
Okay. What's the next one? I figured you was going to go Rams, so that's why I can't win Jaguar. Okay. No, what's next?
Quite all right. Next game, this one's personal for you. Indianapolis Colts at the LA Chargers. No, the Chargers are 2.5-point favorites.
Okay. I'm going to say, all right. Now they wild. This game definitely gonna have a close eye on this game. We should end all this Colts extra hype that with Daniel Jones, even though it ain't really Daniel Jones, it's their run game and their defense. But you know, quarterbacks always gonna get the credit, whatever it is, what it is. But the Colts have looked good, and if you take the Colts lightly, they will smack you. And they will come in your house and beat you. I think if we stand pack and play well defensively, get after the quarterback when we can, but also shut down the run game. Make Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones has to be. That's one. That's my man. I don't care how y'all be like, Danny Dimes looked way good, or Danny Dimes got to beat us. We shut down the run game completely. We need to do that, and I think we'll be perfectly fine. Justin Herbert and those guys, we came off a close game against the Dolphins, which concerns me a lot of it, honestly, because we should have mollywopped them.
Annihilated them.
But remember, we had the concerns last week about the outside run.
Yep.
It was on display again, so we have to do that. And now we're going against another elite running back, Jonathan Taylor, who I know everybody used to see him go downhill, but I can see him run on the outside too and make big plays too. But of course, I'm going to take my Chargers at home, Justin Herbert, this defense. But we do have to stop the run and make Daniel Jones beat us. If we can't stop the run, we could easily lose this game, Sean. I'm not going to lie.
I will say Daniel Jones last week against the Cardinals looked a little more like the Daniel Jones we kind of know. They were able to find a way to pull the game out, but he looked a little more like cut out all the Indiana Jones garbage. Okay, there's only one Indiana Jones. His name is Harrison. We're not doing that. But that said, this is an interesting matchup. It's why we have it as a key matchup for me. We talked about the issues with the Chargers, their ability to stop the edge run. You know the Colts are coming in ready to try to attack that with Jonathan Taylor. Can the Chargers do enough to slow down Jonathan Taylor and, again, put the ball in Daniel Jones' hands and force him to win? No Josh Downs for the Colts. He's out with a concussion. No Tre'Davious Ward. He's also out with a concussion for the Colts. I'm going to take the Chargers with you in this one.
Take the Colts. You should have told me.
No. Listen, if they had dominated Arizona last week, who was playing with a backup and Jacoby Brissett, I would be able. But I think the Colts are coming. I think their smoke and mirrors is coming to an end. I think they're coming back down to life just a little bit.
We didn't look good against the Dolphins.
No, but y'all are at home. That's the other reason why I'm taking the Chargers, because y'all are at home. The only other game the Colts lost this season was in SoFi. I'm taking the Chargers in SoFi. But I'm going to take the Chargers by 3.
All right, what's next?
Next game, Sunday Night Football. The Atlanta Falcons at the San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco 2.5-point favorites in this one.
San Francisco 2.5-point favorites in San Fran, going to Mac Jones, the savior of all saviors, and I'm not falling for it. I think this Atlanta defense will make Mac Jones look like the Mac Jones that everybody knows of. This Atlanta is finally kind of getting in their groove a little bit. I think offensively, Sean, I think that's more the side that has to get it together. I like this Atlanta defense, though. They have looked great so far. I think the only question or concern that I had consistently is with the Eagles. With the Falcons is offensively passing, protecting, running. Like, I think they need to get more consistent. Now, if that's getting a run game more established, if it's making Penny's getting easier passes to protect, I don't know what all-around dynamic it is, but I know one thing. Anytime I watch the Falcons game, they're going to play great defensively every time so far. I have seen they, if not the best defense, one of the best defense. They one of the best defense in the league, top 10 for sure. I'm going to take Atlanta going on the road to San Fran to get the dub.
Yeah, I had the fortunate pleasure of going to the Niners game last week when they played the Buccaneers. The Niners defense did not play well in that game, particularly after Fred Warner went out with the ankle injury. He's out for the season, obviously. They did not get a lot of pressure on Baker Mayfield, and when they did, they couldn't get him on the ground.
Big Baker.
I questioned if they're going to be able to get pressure on Michael Penix.
Right.
But obviously, when we talk about this game starts with the two running backs, with Christian McCaffrey and obviously Bijan Robinson, who I think is running away with the Offensive Player of the Year trophy right now. Mm-hmm. Which of these defenses can slow down those running backs? I lean more towards the Falcons, even with no Jalen Walker. He's out with a groin injury. Mm-hmm. But I think they, to your point, they're going to find a way. Their defense is not – it's a really solid, really good defense. They played really well on Monday Night Football against Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills offense. Still no Brock Purdy, so again, Mac Jones will be starting for
– Mac.
Will be starting for the 49ers. Again, he played pretty well, but again, when you put him in a hole – it basically makes it, you know, easy for you to target in on him. And the Buccaneers were able to do that last week. That's what I want to see from the Falcons. If they come out and they start and they score early and quickly and get up as they, because that offense can be very explosive, particularly when Drake London is going and obviously Kyle Pitts is going. The question for me with the Falcons offense is, again, Penix is, remember, now this is like Penix is like 10th start in the NFL.
Yeah, still rookie season, technically.
So still technically his rookie season if you're just talking about games. But he's shown why they are so high on him and why they're so high on that offense. It's just, can they consistently put it together for four quarters? I'm with you. I think they do. I'm taking the Falcons in over the Niners in Santa Clara, but I'm taking the Falcons by two.
Bang, bang. Niner game.
Banged up Niner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's next?
Last game. Monday Night Football. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Detroit Lions. Detroit is 5.5-point favorites in this one.
Oh, they at home too. This one I'm really pondering or thinking about. Buccaneers 5-1. Like you said, people running away with the MVP. Baker right now might be, offensive player. Bijan running offensive player. Right now, Baker is the front runner for MVP, which is crazy for everything he done went through. It'd be crazy to end up getting the MVP. This is the battle of – I think if this is a high-powered offensive game where it's like putting up 30-plus points, I think – you could trust the Lions more, but if it's a close game, I can't deny the Buccaneers and Baker, they always find a way to win in close games. This is a toss-up, right? This is a toss-up for me. I'm taking the Buc. I'm going to go with the MVP. I'm going to run MVP fair. I'm going to take the Buccaneers. I think the Buccaneers have looked great offensively, solid defensively, even though I know the Lions are great in the lead on their own. But, man, I don't know what – it's the magic going on in Tampa Bay right now. They just find ways to win games. So, I'm going to go take Big Baker and them boys.
Yeah, they – obviously it's hard to pick against the Buccaneers right now.
It is.
They have – last week was probably the first game I thought that they won this season. They won pretty convincingly. Every other game that they've won has been basically down to the wire in the last minute, you know, whatever. This Detroit offense, though, is going to test that Buccaneers defense quite a bit. I think this is the week that the injuries do catch up to the Buccaneers. They're not going to have Emeka Ogbuka this week. He went out with a hamstring injury last week and didn't come back, so he's not playing this week. Mike Evans more than likely will be back this week, though still no Chris Godwin. The injuries, though, on the Detroit side, particularly in the secondary, concern me. No Terry and Arnold potentially. Brian Branch is suspended this week. No Kirby Joseph potentially. No Avante Maddox potentially. They're the walking wounded. it's going to come down to this Lions offense, and this Lions offense is going to have to put up points every single time they're on the field. If they're punting, that is a lose-lose situation for the Lions, I believe. But I'm going to take the Lions at home just because I know we didn't pick a lot of games differently.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Lions at home. I'm going to take the Lions by 4 at home. But I do expect it to be a close game, the first of the doubleheader on Monday Night Football.
All right, Sean. Say parlay time with SB. Who I got scoring this week? I got Stevenson of the Patriots, definitely gonna get him a TD against the Titans. Might be two. I'm told it's gonna be pretty ugly. I'm expecting with the Bears score, especially going against the Saints, DJ Moore to probably get one in. The Browns against the Dolphins, I got Jake Jutkin scoring. He's definitely gonna put one in the end zone. Coincidentally, you know, I'd love the Broncos defense, but if they do score, Jackson Dart will be running it in with his legs. I got Jackson Dart. And then my last one, do I want to throw a charge one in there? The charge one's 50-50 because I don't know. But if Mike Evans return, Mike Evans will be scoring a touchdown. Add Mike Evans to that parlay and add Jahmyr Gibbs always a parlay. That is my parlay time with me. Fantasy time picks with Sean. What you got?
Fantasy picks this week. At quarterback, Jaden Daniels, Washington. Mm-hmm. Do you know what team is giving up the most fantasy points to quarterbacks this season?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Jaden Daniels. If you have him, start him. That continues this week in Dallas. At running back, you mentioned his name in your parlays. Quashawn Judkins. Coming off of a down week, this is the first week that he's started. Last week was the first week he started to have at least 70 scrimmage yards. He gets back on track this week against the Miami Dolphins. I expect Quashawn Judkins to have a big game. Judkins from the Cleveland Browns is my running back fantasy pick of the week. At wide receiver, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Just mentioned earlier, the Lions are going to have to score. Amon-Ra, you know, had a key drop last week against Kansas City, which you never really see him do. I expect him to ball out this week against the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers, while they do have a really solid defense, they have the propensity to give up some big plays. They gave up a couple last week to Kendrick Bourne. I think Amon-Ra tries to take advantage of that this week. Take Amon-Ra St. Brown as your fantasy wide receiver. At tight end, Dallas Goedert, Philadelphia Eagles. Again, we know Brian Flores is going to come with some exotic things. They're going to try to keep A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith in check. I think Dallas Goedert could have a big game in Minnesota tomorrow. Dallas Goedert, fantasy tight end of the week. And the defense, New England Patriots, going to Tennessee. It's a comeback game for Mike Vrabel.
It might be a shutout.
It could potentially be a shutout. I think the Titans are in disarray right now. I feel bad for Cam Ward. I feel even bad for him tomorrow against that Patriots defense. New England Patriots defense is my fantasy defensive pick of the week.
Mm-hmm. And that has been another episode of the NFL Picks of the Week. Look back this week, we got 3-3 going into the week 7, Sean. We're going to see how it goes this Sunday. We appreciate you guys for watching. It's been SB and Sean. And we'll see you guys on the next one. Peace out.
Real takes over fake debates.